Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Katir Blad. Parasha Vayachel, and he caused them to gather. Week 22, 4th Aliyah. Then they made 50 gold clasps and used them to fasten the two sets of curtains together, so that the tabernacle was a unit. They made 50 bronze clasps to fasten the tent together as a unit. They made 50 bronze clasps to fasten the tent together as a unit. Exodus 36, verses 13 and 18. Is there unity in the Eternal's house? Bezalel and his men joined the curtains together to form one single piece. The Hebrew text uses the word echad to describe said unity. The word echad means one. In the version we've used, it was translated as unit. If each curtain represents a member of the Eternal's congregation, Bezalel's work represents Yeshua's task to unite those who are his in order to form a sacred, unified house for the Eternal. One of the things he does is to intercede for his disciples so that they are unified in a perfect union. As it is written in John 17, verse 11, and 20 through 23. It will remain in the world no longer. But they are still in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, protect them by the power of your name, the name you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one. My prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message, that all of them may be one. Father, just as you are in me and I am in you, may they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. I have given them the glory that you gave me, that they may be one as we are one, I in them, and you in me. May they be brought to complete unity to let the world know that you sent me and have loved them, even as you have loved me. As Yeshua is one with the Heavenly Father in feeling and vision, so he wants his disciples to be one. That unity is achieved when the glory given to Yeshua by the Eternal is passed on to our personal lives. The fuller of the Spirit and of the Messiah's character that we are, the more unity we'll experience. The one who seeks his own benefit won't be able to experience this kind of union with his brothers. In Ephesians 4, 1 through 6, it is written, I, therefore, a prisoner for the Lord, urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to the one hope that belongs to your call. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. May the Eternal give us grace to be able to receive His glory and maintain the unity of the Spirit to be an Echad. Shalom.